Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. Let's talk AI. And no, I'm not talking about Allen Iverson. Let's get started. Hello and welcome back to Tweet Trends. Today I want to talk about AI. And the reason this topic came up is because of the New York City Law 144, which is called the AI Law. There's been a lot of talk about it in, you know, media, but I feel like there's an even bigger buzz in just general communities because whereas one point in time, I would say that people looked at AI as something just in the movies. But it's out there, guys. It's been used for quite some time in a number of different ways. You know, there are several avenues of which AI is being implemented, and you just may not even realize it. Or maybe you didn't make the connection to the things that you're already using and doing that's a form of AI. So that's what I want to talk about today. I kind of want to discuss some of those things that maybe you've realized and maybe you hadn't put any thought into it. So what I did, I went online and did a little research and I ran across some research, Pew Research Center, as a matter of fact, and they had an article about how Americans think about artificial intelligence. And it was a very interesting read because it's interesting to see what some of the concerns are, as well as the things that Americans are excited about when it comes to AI. So just to name a few of them, some of the things that people were excited about is saying that AI is going to make life and society better. And that's an interesting thought because no matter how I sit and try to think about it, I'm not sure I can get to that specific thought in my own mind. But, you know, I'm sure if I sat around with a group of people and we talked about it, they would come up with the things that my brain just isn't processing right now. But some of the other things that they brought up is that it would save time and that it would be able to help handle the mundane and tedious tasks that we have to deal with. But on the flip side, there were a lot more concerns than what there were things that made people excited. Some of the concerns were loss of human jobs. Well, I can see that. Surveillance, hacking, and digital privacy. I can see that as well. Lack of human connection. I can see that. And there's a whole host of other things on both sides. Let me be fair. There's a list of things on both sides. But it was interesting to me that the things that were on the not so great side, I could see every single one of those easily without having to put any thought into it. It was like, oh, yep. I see that. I see that. The other side, not so much. So I don't know if that's me and my own personal thoughts about AI, but I will say that I think over time, especially since maybe around Christmas time, when all the big talk about ChatGPT was going on, I think a lot of people are warming up to the idea of AI, especially when you go on places like TikTok. There are so many influencers out there that are showing people ways that they can use the AI to make money. And that alone is going to make AI seem more desirable to people because everybody wants a few dollars in their pocket, especially extra ones. So seeing all of these things is like, okay, well, maybe there's some good to it, But then when you actually listen to the things that people are saying, hey, use AI for this, use AI for that, then things get a little questionable again, because people are telling you, hey, you can write a book using AI and don't even have to write the book. Well, a computer is only as strong or as smart as the person who created it. Same thing with code, right? Now, they do have these models now that are learning. You know, they take the information and then they make connections, but they still have to use the information we provide it to make those connections. So I still feel like no matter what, the computer cannot outthink, outsmart the actual person that created it. I think. Although there are a lot of movies out there that would say otherwise. But when you think about, like, people writing books using AI and not writing a book, well, where is the content coming from? The computer's not making this stuff up. It's pulling stuff from here, there, and everywhere and giving you a product. So are we going to have anything that's really original? Or is it just going to be remixes of the things that are already out there? That stuff is more of the intellectual side of AI, where people are wanting to write books and take tests, do little things, you know, writings for themselves, you know, documents and whatnot. But let's go to the more, hands-off, or dare I say hands-off portion of AI, and talk about these autonomous cars or driverless cars. That was one of the things in the report where people were not all that excited about. And I get it, because we know all too many times when you try to go get on your computer and you want to do something really fast, that's the time that it's not going to work. That's the time it's going to, you know, be buffering or whatever, and you're going to get stuck in a loop and things just aren't going to work. I imagine that is why people are a little hesitant when it comes to these robotic cars, saying, that's not really a great idea, because Murphy's Law is always in effect. And so you've got these cars, and what happens when there's a glitch? What happens when there's some type of malfunction that then causes a tremendously huge, ugly accident? Who wants that on their conscience? But when you think about it, sure, that can happen with the robotic cars, but it also happens with the cars we have today, because people choose to get behind the wheel while they're under the influence. So it's still the same stuff happening. So the question is, would it be better if everybody's car drove itself, and then that way the operator error would be less likely because there's not a whole lot of input that the driver would have to do? Would we have less accidents if they were only accidents due to malfunctions? I don't know. So that whole idea, still though, is a little scary. But when you take a broader view of what this whole thing looks like, isn't this just cruise control evolving? I mean, when you think about, cruise control has been a thing since the early 1900s. Cruise control as we know it has been around since around 1940. And I feel like this, you know, these self-driving cars, this is no more or no different from cruise control. I have a 6-year-old car. My car's a 2017, and my cruise control lets me set my following distance. So I've got it set and it will slow me down if I come up on a car and they're not moving as fast as I am. It'll be like, oh, nope, we're going to stay back here and have this space in between us and them just in case, you know? So, you know, I can always go around that by going around the car, or if they happen to turn off the road, then I can resume my speed. But I feel like that's nothing more than, you know, the bargain version of a self-driving car. The car is doing all the work for me. Now, once this technology matures, people are saying that they think that autonomous vehicles are going to impact not just the automotive industry, but health, welfare, urban planning, traffic, insurance, the labor market, and so many other fields. And when you stop and think about it, it makes sense. It makes sense that all of them would be affected. So once again, is this a good thing? The other thing about these autonomous vehicles, they're divided into like six levels. So get this. Level zero is no automation. So in my mind, that's these old school cars, that these Yugos and things like that, no frills type vehicles, no automation. A level one would be hands-on or shared control, where I would have some control, but then so would the car. Level two is hands-off. So when you think about level one, that's like cruise control. Level two is Tesla. I sit there and I let my car drive for me, and I can do other things. Level three is eyes off. Now that right there is the scary part for me, because when I think of eyes off, I think of an airplane or a train, because I don't have to watch where the vehicle is going. However, somebody else is doing that for me. So it's not automation. It's just other guy doing the work. Level four is mind off. And this is still where that's that slippery slope. Mind off? So with the eyes off, it's saying, okay, you're still thinking about the fact that you're in the car. So that means you're awake. You're just not paying attention to what's happening and you're awake. Mind off means you could be sleeping, get in the car, tell your car, take me to work, and go back to sleep and get a couple more Z's before you have to go clock in. Then level five is steering wheel optional. So that means there is no possible way that you have any control at all. You can't even take control back if there's not even a steering wheel there. So when I think about the automotive industry and AI and these self-driving cars and whatnot, the thought that comes to my mind is that if we're going to do that, then we all have to do it or nobody gets to do it. Because if you have a mix of some cars that don't have steering wheels, some that drive and the people are sleeping, some where, you know, the people are behind the wheel and they have a little bit of control, that's just too many things happening. That's us trying to do too much. Thanks so much for joining me for today's episode. You know, I want to do more about AI because I'm very curious now as to what other people are thinking about AI. Just random people like my family members and friends and even you listening. Let me know what you think about AI, because the more I think about it and the more I process what that looks like by pouring more and more AI into our daily lives, it does seem like it means that there are going to be less and less jobs, less things for people to do. I mean, just think of it on the level of the cars. There could come a day that taking your kids to the DMV to do a driving test may no longer be a thing because all the cars are driving themselves. So really, they just have to reach the age that they get to sit in the spot behind the steering wheel or where the steering wheel used to be. And now the car just takes them wherever it needs to take them. So then does that mean the DMV goes away completely? Because if your cars are doing all the driving, then can't we just start issuing license plates through the dealerships? So then how many people would lose their jobs because now we have an easier way to do this? So now the question is, do we stay with more complicated means just so that people can still have jobs? Or do we simplify life to the point where people lose jobs? I just really would love to know. You know where to find me. Twitter and Instagram and Threads now as well at Hey Yvette, that's at HEYEVETTE, or just look for the hashtag Tweet Trends. Let me know what you think.